Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. They've got internet access. And the best way to pull up a stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link, upper right-hand corner. That'll click you through the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen, upper left, and then Listen Online. You'll be set up to stream the show. And remember, we're on Facebook these days. And, wow, it's always amazing when I'm back in the studio and I can move because, I wore myself out again. Gosh, it's fun to be back and dancing with everybody. And golly, what is it? The second Sunday of November already. I'm not ready. And what a shocker. We walked into the building today. Darn it, this is sneaking up on me. I was not ready. Because, you know, we're outside the building and there's big glass doors going in. But when we're outside, the glass here is kind of dark. You can't really see in. So Nell's got the door first. Use the key card. We open the door. Open it, looking. What is immediately right in front of us? The decorated Christmas tree. I about fell over. It's like, no, I'm not ready. What? I'm not ready. Anyway, it hadn't even occurred to me, which it should have, that they decorate, you know. It's like, when I grew up, you didn't get to start Christmas till after Thanksgiving. It was the day after Thanksgiving is when all of the, everything happened.
Yeah, people just don't want to miss the boat, I guess.
Well, I don't know. Now it starts in July, for crying out loud, or something. I guess I'm too old. I'm old school. But Christmas doesn't start for me till after Thanksgiving. Anyway, I had a rude awakening this morning. And anyway, the tree is up. And I saw, you know, Warm 106.9. That's one of our sister stations here. They always roll out the, I swear they must have a whole room in this building that just holds their Christmas decorations, because they decorate like crazy the whole wing of their part of this floor for Warm. And you can see that the pile of Christmas stuff is out there too. So I guess I better get ready. Next week it might all be up. Oh, well. Well, we're getting closer to Thanksgiving. But anyway, I don't know if y'all are ready, but we're skipping fall. Winter has started. And speaking of that, do we have any callers on the line? It is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday, which means Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Sister Linda Rasmussen is here. And we are ready to take your phone calls, and they can do free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. And I always forget to remind you, which I've done today, which I'm remembering now, is when we do have someone on the line and Linda's working with the person, if you follow along, you can receive healing yourself and balancing. And especially if they're talking about something that's going on that might be something similar you have going on, you'll definitely connect with the energy. But you just want to kind of, you know, think what she's to the instructions and follow them and get a surrogate healing by just following along. So, and I know, Nels, you hear a lot that people receive healings.
Right. Yeah. On the Mystic Radio show, people all the time talk about having great experiences without even calling in, just listening to a rebroadcast.
Yeah, and since we've got time, since we don't have to rough out to the phone here, tell us about, because you're not just here on Animal World the second Sunday of every month. Every week, you're on Mystic Radio. So tell us about that.
Yeah, well, Mystic Radio for past lives, people, and pets. And yeah. Robin, Alexis, and I do a tandem healing, kind of like what Linda and I do here, but of course with the Robin Alexis twist, which is pretty amazing. And
yeah,
particularly
she does the psychic part. Yeah.
Right, she does the psychic past life reading mostly, but then, you know, other things might come up as well. And then I'm actually kind of doing what Linda's doing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we have a blast. It's a great show. We've had been playing a few recorded shows the past couple of weeks while she gets through a little sore throat problem. And I think we'll be back this week. Don't know that for sure, but you know we're about ready to take off and run with it again. So,
all right. So, just so y'all know that you can find Dr. Nels and Robin for Mystic Radio Past Life Peoples and Pets airs on this same channel every Wednesday at noon Pacific time.
Right.
And an encore version runs on Sundays right after Animal World. So you can get a double dose today of Dr. Nels if you like, because if you just stay on the channel after the Animal World ends, next show coming up will be Mystic Radio. But like you said, you ran an encore this last week because Robin's healing.
Right. And but boy, the surrogate healings from listening to recorded shows work just as well.
Well, and that's why we run your shows from time, because a lot of times listeners that call in and get a healing work done, they go back to the archives of the show and listen again, and it totally reduces and re-ups the whole thing. And of course, for anyone else who listens and follows along, it can do the same thing. Well, but since you do it every week on Mystic Radio, you deal with a lot more people that way. And I think you hear back often, though, don't you?
We do, yeah.
Get reports.
Right, yeah, we do. Some people will call in a few weeks later or a month later and talk about what happened to them the last time and, mm-hmm. And how great that was. And then, since you helped me with that, how about this? So, it's great fun. The show just has, we get calls from all over the freaking place.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
All right. And you even tracked them to this show because Monica in Mount Shasta called in today, and that's where, the Mystic Radio headquarters is
right.
In Mount Shasta, because that's where Robin and Bob live.
Right.
And I should have asked Monica if there's any connection there. She's connected with Robin and Bob since she's been down there. She even knows about them. Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, next time. Oh, she's calling back next week. Maybe I'll remember.
Yeah.
Anyway, if y'all want to stay tuned, you can listen to an encore presentation of Mystic Radio, Past Life Peoples and Pets after Animal World, and you can tune in live every Wednesday at noon. All righty. Now, I did want to, do we have anybody? We're looking for phone callers, so what are you guys doing? Pick up your phone, give us a call, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. I know everybody's bummed out because things didn't go so well in Germany.
Yeah, the Seahawks lost. And so if you're feeling bummed out, call us up. We'll get you back on track.
Yeah, Dr. Nelson Linda will straighten you back out. So if you're feeling bummed out, you got to give us a call. But that's no excuse to not tune in. So we would love to serve you, and we need you to pick up your phones. Yes, Linda.
Yeah, I think it's good for people to know that a lot of times at this time of year, people start to feel some kind of down feelings and things like that, and they may not know where those feelings are coming from, but it can be kind of distressing on top of that, because it's like, well, everybody's all happy and I'm not happy, and this is really a good time of year to get help of all kinds, including the kind of energy balancing that Nels and I do, because we often have some very old patterns, maybe from something that happened when we were a child around this time of year, and we don't realize that whatever was happened never went away, and it gets jiggled every year at this time, and we can actually help you without having to find out where that came from, even just let that go. So really be good to yourself, and a great way to nurture yourself is to release anything that is no longer needed.
Yep. So I think that makes it appropriate to talk about at this point. I mean, the first thing to know for sure is that Dr. Nels and Linda, you don't diagnose or treat things. In fact, when we talk about to a caller about their animal friend or themselves and what's going on, it really isn't because you two need to know details about this. It's more for the benefit of us and everybody mm-hmm. listening, so we can follow along what's going on and so forth. It also can sometimes help you direct the questions you might ask when you're working. But basically, my understanding, and you correct me if I'm wrong, what you're doing is you tune in to the individual and the physical body, and you do what the body tells you to do and what you're guided to work on to bring the physical body into balance.
Yeah, it's a comprehensive process. It's not symptom-based. So even though obviously the thing that makes people quite often call is because they have a very specific situation, right, like back pain, but we don't just go in and look at their back. We're looking at the entire field, because a lot of what is happening to us is more mysterious than we realize, and that pain in the back may have nothing to do with the back. It may have everything to do with feeling hurt in some other way.
Right, right. Now, and I want to try to focus on what at hand what we're talking about, and because what Linda brought up is really, really important. Many of us going into the holiday season, many people really excited because all of their experience has been really wonderful around the holidays, and it brings up wonderful feelings. But then there's many others that you get the opposite feelings going in, because either there are anniversary dates of passings or breakups or whatever goes on that are associated in the holidays. And so going into and through the holidays is not a pleasant experience and brings up a lot of anxiety. And that's right. And I think that's the kind of stuff you're talking about, Linda. Now, well, so what I was saying is that they don't treat or diagnose. But I think it's fair to say that the treatments you do can be targeted at certain things. So if you're thinking about how Linda works with a human, now, sometimes she'll say, think about the biggest, problem in your life right now, or think about the biggest physical thing that you want healed. But when it comes to this sort of a situation, like a general feeling of anxiety or whatever going into the holidays, see, Linda could just have you think about that. And then while you're thinking about how you feel, you see, you don't have to do the talk therapy part. You don't have to tell her how you feel and why you think you feel this way and all of that kind of talk. You just hold whatever it is in your mind, and she doesn't need to know what that is, but you tune into the body, and that's what then tells you what to balance related to what they're thinking. Is that a fair way to describe it?
Yeah, I think so. And really the thought prompts that we give people are really just to open the doorway in their system so that the pattern that's getting in the way can rise to attention and then get released. So some people, it's not the thing necessarily that they're thinking about. It's actually something else, but this is the fastest way to get the pattern, is to just have this particular thought prompt. So we really don't know. I mean, it's basically relying on the innate intelligence of the person's subconscious, which knows everything. And all I am doing is asking yes or no questions and opening the doors so that these patterns can be in priority released. So sometimes people are also surprised if I don't ask them to think about, a sad Christmas or something, and I have them think about something else, and they're like, well, we didn't work on that. Well, we actually worked on what was in priority in their system to bring them to balance. And so that is really what we're after, is a balanced energetic system. And then the other part of this is people using an affirmation and some other tools we can give them, because this is a state that needs to be maintained, especially right after the balancing.
Yeah, what I was thinking, because, obviously it's November and we're going into the holidays. So, all right, all of you out there that have anxiety going into the holiday stuff, you need to pick up your phone and call us. So because we've got this week, second Sunday of November, and then we've got the second Sunday of December. So any of you that have a hard time getting through the holidays, or there's bad anniversary thing, all that sort of stuff, I want you to call in today so that Linda can do a session with you. And then if need be, we can do a follow-up again in December. But let's see if you guys calling in with Linda and Nels working on it, if we can get you through without that stuff this year. How about we heal it and let it go? That sound like a good plan? All right. All right. Now, obviously, there's more I want to talk to you about, because I had another thought I want to go to. But we need to take care of advertisers. But I also think Nathan's making telephone hand signals. So that must mean we've got caller. And what would you like to do, Nathan? Take care of advertisers? All right. So, yeah, he doesn't want to deviate from the schedule. I should have known that. Let's take care of advertisers, and then you will have our undivided attention, and we'll go to calls. And if you'd like to get in that line, 425-373-5527. Animal World continues with your phone calls straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Working hard to put a smile on your face. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from the wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and the Blue Lotus Temple are open for services every Sunday, meditations at 9, services at 10, and all kinds of great holiday events coming up for the rest of the year. And of course, the big Raja class we talked about last week is coming up in January. And you can check it all out at anandawashington.org. Anandawashington.org. And of course, our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, is really getting everything together in her just cute little home now in Shoreline. and the gong room is all together. And as of Friday, it was the first day, it's all together and all the gongs are in. And I'm just totally over the moon. And it's like a little healing chamber now. It is just so cool. You got to get in there and experience these gongs and stuff. So you can check out Whispering Dragon Center at whispering-dragon.com. Whispering-dragon.com is the website. Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And you can just give Jude a call to schedule a remote or in-person session. But I'll tell you, you got to go in person. You got to experience this healing chamber and these gongs and the way it's set up now. It's just incredible. And the phone number, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty. Let's see. Dr. Nils Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. And together, they're helping you and your animal friends. And we're going to go right back to the phones. And it looks like we're heading over to Sammamish. And Jackie, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Linda Rasmussen and Dr. Nels Rasmussen. What can they help you with?
Oh, hi, Martha. Thank you so much for taking my call and your guests. I have called you in years past. I've never had the benefit of talking with the Nels.
Oh, all right. Family. So a firstie, first one here for best. Huh? Yay. All right.
So
a virgin bester.
Yeah, it's great. I'm excited. I have tried before and in the past not been able to get through, or I'm listening when I don't have a phone.
Well, we're glad to serve you today. So what's going on?
Thank you. Well, my spouse and I tend to rescue senior dogs in need. Aww. And we've recently lost three in the past year and a half, but we rescued a wonderful timid Mexican street dog. And it's a Chihuahua mix. Her name is Cece. And we've had her just going on 4 months now. She is totally undog-like with all my years of dogs.
Really?
She walks right beside me. She doesn't leave us. She doesn't bark.
Okay, that's very unusual for a Chihuahua mix.
I know.
As a behavior therapist, that's like first on their list.
I've had
Chihuahua. Now, how about now? Now they're also house or barking and house training is usually the first two. Is she a good little in house training?
She has never gone in the house once.
Okay, so all right, so she's some kind of weird being in the. Okay.
She's not really a Chihuahua.
She's not really a Chihuahua.
I think she's just happy to be somewhere.
She's so grateful to be off the street. Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's just happy to be where water and food is available and love. She's a little standoffish, but she's ultra gentle and always sits about, you know, a foot from us, but she loves rubbies and all of that. So here's my two questions, might involve both of your guests. First is that she came to us with what appears to be an old hip injury from the streets, and the vet did not do detailed testing on her only because at the time she was functioning very well. She just lifts her, I believe it's her back left leg, paw leg, and when we walk past a normal walk. And she lifts it, drops it, lifts it, drops it the whole time we walk.
Interesting.
Once in a blue moon, she does cry out, and it's only happened a couple times when she's handled in that area. So I'm thinking it might be more muscular rather than an old healing break or something.
Well, now did your vet examine her?
She examined her.
Okay. Now, sometimes, true, Dr. Nils, and this is just remember that they don't treat or diagnose, so he really doesn't need to know. But just for understanding and stuff, when you got a little one like that and they're on and off limping on a rear leg, and especially when they're weight down, weight up sometimes, that often is the kneecap going in and out, a luxating patella. Did your vet feel the knee and whether that kneecap is secure or what did your vet say about the knee?
You know, she didn't specifically mention it, but she was very thorough. So she felt and pressed and bended and, you know, stretched this way and that. And the dog never yelped once for her. You know, she just acted very normal. And
Apparently, Nels has been able to tune in to Cece. And you've got a connection with her. So he's already starting the remote treatment for Cece. Are you picking up on anything, Dr. Nels, initially here with her?
Well, here's what I'm finding. There's some energy blockage, and the primary one, as it often is up in the neck, and then there's a secondary one down, not at the bottom of the rib cage, kind of two-thirds of the way from, you know, the bottom of the rib cage. It's close. And some of that's still fight or flight type issues, and it causes general imbalance in the body. And as you were saying, Martha, the knee thing is fairly typical from what I've read.
Yeah.
That you know, if they kind of off and on, you know, walk good and then don't. My own Chihuahua mix had that trouble on both hind legs, and eventually healed them up, and now she's walking and running great again. Just took a while.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to claim a lot of credit. I balance her all the time and just keep her well tuned up. And she absolutely loves her tune-ups, whether that's helped her heal up or just time, because it took about 2 years to get over from, you know, when she blew out her first knee. And then, and then the other one went too after she was didn't slow down. And that slowed her down enough that she started healing up. And now she's confident on both legs again.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I would think that your tune-ups would have a lot to do with
that. Well, at least we kept her balanced, and then, you know, nature slowed her down, and she finally got to where, you know, she was not going at her top speed all the time.
All right.
Well, Cece is 8-ish and apparently had a litter of pups, and they were lost, I'm told, in traffic in Mexico, and possibly Cece was hit. I don't know that history, but I do suspect you are totally right that there is something.
Well, Nels describes, Jackie, I don't know if you've listened enough, you know, when they've been here when Dr. Nels, you talk about the nervous system getting stuck in the flight-fight mechanism.
Right.
When there's trauma. And certainly if this girl had puppies and maybe they're hit or something. I mean, that whatever happened, that would be real traumatizing.
Yeah, just
certainly messed up her nervous system.
Living on the streets is bad enough.
Yeah, and you already said that the points you're working on are consistent with needing a reset in the nervous system.
Right. And
so this ought to help her a lot.
I would think so. Yeah, we're getting a good balance going here. And
all right. Now, Jackie, often, you know, especially when we have, you know, beloved animal friends and their rescues and all of that, we can have some emotional stuff tied up in it. And it usually is helpful for Linda to balance the human as well. Would you like Linda to do some work with you, Jackie?
Certainly. Sure.
All right. Then I'm turning you over to Linda.
Hi there. So, hi. Jackie, I'm going to have you just think the sky is blue, and Nathan had pointed out that it's not most places in Western Washington, but it is somewhere up above the clouds. So, the sky is blue. You're just relaxed. And I'm going to invite you to think about the most important thing in your life to you right now. So I'm not going to ask you to tell me what it is. I just want you to focus your attention on whatever is most important to you in your life right now.
Okay,
so you've got that. And just notice how you feel when you think about that.
Okay.
All right. And then setting all of that aside, focus on the feeling of cherish and the number 2. And your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And your breathing is going to be to take a breath in, but then exhale completely, keeping your breath held out as long as you can do it comfortably, and then let it back in. So just keep repeating, exhaling and holding your breath out, thinking cherish. 2, closed eyes looking up at your forehead.
But Jackie, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right. You're going to exhale all the air out and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can. Taking another breath in and exhaling that anytime you need to, all the while thinking cherish and the number 2. Cherish 2.
Perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally, Jackie, and with your eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward. We're just giving a very gentle stretch to the back of the neck and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bring that really important thing back into your mind with awareness of how you feel right now. And that is complete.
Wonderful.
Wow. And amazing. I feel like I could take a nap.
Perfect. Yeah. Yeah. That's how humans feel when fight or flight gets released.
Yeah.
They're a lot calmer.
Okay. So Thank you very much.
You're welcome. The affirmation is, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of cherish.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And remind everybody, how do they use these affirmations?
So in the today, tomorrow, and the day after especially, you just want to think or say as often as you can, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of cherish. And if you have some kind of picture in your mind, and especially an emotional feeling that you can identify, those help to strengthen these affirmations. But the thing is, really use them a lot today, tomorrow, and the day after, and that will help to keep what you just released from reactivating.
Wonderful. All right, Jackie. So,
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, let's see how you and Cece do with these treatments. And I don't know if you're due to go back into the vet again, but if you do end up back in the vet, if you've still got this on and off limping business, specifically ask your vet about the kneecap.
To see,
because there's a little groove in the knee that the kneecap has to sit in. And when you get the luxating in and out, usually that groove isn't quite deep enough. So it slips out. But a vet, you know, should be able to feel that. So I kind of suspect that maybe that isn't the case if she didn't say anything about it. But
yeah. She
didn't also say, oh, and it's not the knees. They feel fine. So we don't really know. So that'd be good to ask if you have the opportunity again.
Oh, we will. And I will ask her. Thank you so much.
But a lot of this could be the nails, you know, she did need a reset, and that can make a difference. And you're feeling calmer, so that all can make a difference.
Yeah. And I was going to say, I worked with a very small dog that had been diagnosed as having bilateral luxated patellas.
Right.
And was barely walking around. And this was an older rescue dog. And she was also extremely fearful and anxious.
Ah.
And we got her tuned up. And by the end of the tune-up, she was not fearful and anxious. And we put her down on the ground, and she was walking around better in just the 15 minutes afterwards.
Wow.
And then within 2 weeks, a woman sent me a video of this dog running.
Wow.
And I'm like, really?
So some things can shift out pretty fast.
Right. And so what I would say is, when the neurology comes online and the energy flows throughout the body, you know, forward, backward to the brain, it allows the muscles to get stronger and more balanced. And that would be my theory for why a luxated patella might get better. Is that just general balance improved and it allowed those kneecaps to align better?
Well, if you think about it, you know, I mean, the skeleton is all attached, you know, even though there are moving parts of it. But if you had the back was out of alignment or the pelvis is tipped or turned, then the way the legs set up underneath all that structure is not going to be the way it's intended.
Right.
So that's what you're talking about. But Nels, even though he is a chiropractor and he used to physically adjust things, you stopped doing adjustments years ago when you started doing the neuroenergetic balancing. So you don't actually move bones around or do anything, but somehow this energetic healing modality, somehow that helps, the body does it itself.
Well, matter follows energy, and structure is matter which follows the energy of the body. So once the energy gets aligned and flowing, then the structure can realign itself.
Right. So Jackie, we need to see how Cece does after this. Some dogs, like, you know, Nils described, you know, that one patient that came to him and you did the a session, and
bam, there was immediate healing. And the doctor, sometimes it takes a number of sessions.
Right.
And so know that if you don't notice anything today, or you notice some, but it's not completely, doesn't mean that this isn't the answer, because it just may mean that she needs some more regular work.
Right. And feel free to get a hold of me through the website.
Yeah, you've got healingministryforanimals.com. Did you write that down?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Okay. Now, there's one other thing I want you to know about, anybody else that's listening, and that is a supplement for arthritic conditions. Because, you know, all the work we do, and especially what Dr. Nelson Linda does, is wonderful. But sometimes when there's a lot of arthritis involved, a supplement can be helpful. And all of the work that Dr. Nelson Linda does isn't intended to replace other things. It just makes everything else work better.
Right.
So there is one supplement that I find blows everything else out of the water. And it is more powerful and more effective than even the most expensive vet prescription stuff. Okay. So
okay.
It's called Connectin, Connectin, Connectin. And it's made by a company called In Clover.
Okay.
Now it's a powder that you put in the food, and it is glucosamine and chondroitin with 9 herbs at therapeutic levels. And that seems to be the kicker here. And it's those 9 herbs combined with the glucosamine and chondroitin. Dr. Rose, that created this formula, formulated for humans, but too many hoops to jump through for FDA, so they went the animal route. And I swear there isn't anything that works as powerfully as this does. It can take a couple weeks to get a blood level. So you double dose for the first couple, 3 months, I think, and then you go back to a maintenance dose. Absolutely has worked miracles in every animal I've ever used it on. So I want you to know that in case this ends up to be really arthritic, in case the neuroenergetic balancing isn't enough to take it all away, this could be the kicker, and or when she gets older, if it flares up. So just so you know, and everybody else that's listening, that Connectin can be a wonderful supplement to help. And see, I know my Robbie at 10 years old, he was slowing down, but with Connectin and with regular, because he gets consistent once a month, Dr. Nels, he acts like a puppy. He's zooming like a puppy again. But, you know, so these things really, really work together for our animal friends.
Martha, she's been on Cosequin
since
we got her. Do you recommend that, or think that maybe switching over?
Nope. The Connectin blows Cosequin out of the water.
Okay. I will definitely look into that.
I don't necessarily, if she's already on it, I wouldn't necessarily stop it before you start, because it takes a while to load the Connectin. So it might be that you did the glucosamine for a while, started her on the Connectin, or whatever it is that she's on, or you might be able to just stop it and start the Connectin. I don't know about that, but we'd want to make sure that she gets the help that she needs.
Thank you.
Does that make sense? But, yeah. The Cosequin doesn't even compare to Connectin.
Oh, my.
In my experience and opinion.
Okay, thank you.
Okie dokie. All righty. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I guess we got to take care of advertisers to keep Nathan healthy or happy, or I'm in trouble. So we'll take care of advertisers. We'll come back and finish our discussion. And if you would like a remote treatment or healing, pick up your phone, 425-373-5527. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. Nutro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor, and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Real people, real life, real radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. And yeah, hey, I guess we're real radio. We're real radio, did you know that? But we really are real radio. I mean, some radio is not real radio because they don't do it from a studio and all of that. Sometimes we're not real radio. We Zoom and do all of that. But today we're real radio. We're in a studio and all that good stuff. Okay. We just thought we'd let you know that. All right. We heard from our wonderful new pro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Nathan, is Abby still getting her new pro?
She is. And we actually got our neighbor's dog, a big black lab, on new pro, and he hasn't eaten anything faster than after when we put they added the new pro powder on it.
They do love the new pro powder. You make a little gravy and a little water in it, and oh, the yummy tummies. Okay. Very good. And you can check them out yourself at NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And Dr. Nels Rasmussen, you can find him at HealingMinistryForAnimals.com. And if you would like a free phone consultation with him or phone evaluation, you just fill out the contact link and let him know you want to talk. He'll arrange a phone call. And you can catch him here on the second Sunday of every month. You can catch him on Wednesdays at noon on Mystic Radio, Past Life Peoples and Pets. And you can hear the encore presentation after our show today here of Mystic Radio. So you can get all kinds of hits with Dr. Nels all over the place. And golly, let's see. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. We'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. All you do is shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Okay, then. Where are you, everybody? You know, how come where are all our anxiety-ridden holiday people? I would really like to get some work going with that so we can see what happens. And what I wanted to ask you guys about that, I have another question about this. I want to focus on this holiday anxiety thing for a lot of people because there can be lots of different reasons and what it's associated for. But one of the things we talk about all the time, and you do, Dr. Nels, with the our dogs and cats, friends, that sort of thing, is this nervous system and the nervous system getting stuck in the fight flight mechanism.
Right.
Well, as far as I know, humans have nervous systems too, and we have fight mechanisms, and
absolutely.
Can their nervous system get stuck too?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So what I'm thinking is it possible we have, people might have horrible anxiety related to the holidays and all of this, but isn't it possible that if it relates to like a specific thing that happens, like it could be a death or, a loss of a relation or something specific that has associated with the dates of a holiday and that triggers all of this, could it be that going through that experience initially for the human stuck their nervous system?
Absolutely.
And then wouldn't you find, from my perspective, see, I understand it best in dogs. because that's what I do. But and I think, wouldn't you say probably all mammals have this, could have this
I
issue,
would go so
think?
Far as to say probably if a creature is alive, it has a fight or flight
mechanism.
Program of
okay.
some kind.
Okay.
Yeah.
So probably anything that's living.
Yeah. It's because it neurologically, it runs through the primitive parts of the brain. It actually bypasses our thinking parts. That's why we get stuck.
Right. Okay. So let's say, could this be the case? So see, we go through, something happens, and something horrible happens on Christmas, and then our nervous system gets stuck in that flight. And so anytime we think about it or something happens that triggers something related to that, it triggers that nervous system that's stuck, and we can't properly cope with it. And then that starts to happen. And then we, you know, remember, I'm always telling you, thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. Then we go into the typical human negative thinking. Oh, God, you know, Christmas is always going to be horrible. And oh, and it reminds me of. And so we snowball it with our mind. And so it gets worse and worse and all of that. But then there was a specific trigger at the very beginning. So sometimes, I think, you guys could work on a human and balance the nervous system. It's very possible that all of that anxiety could just go,
yeah,
isn't it? That it could
definitely.
Just be done.
Yeah. Have you, Linda, had any people with that specific problem that you can relate to?
Yes, I can. And usually people have noticeable anxiety often as a new client. They don't even mention that to me because that's the water they swim in. They feel it a lot. And so really they're usually coming for me for something that's developed as a result of anxiety, you know, like a digestive disorder or, you know, something
right.
They can't sleep well. And so a couple things I want to say is, yes, fight or flight is all neatly organized by vibrational frequency in our sense memory. And so when we are addressing that frequency, we're actually addressing the whole pile at once because it's all the same frequency. So anything that vibrated at that same emotional frequency, is all of those incidences are being worked on at the same time as far as releasing a pattern. And so that's one of the benefits, is you don't have to be able in your mind to remember all those things. You just need to have a prompt that gets the one vibrational frequency pattern up there for release. And then the entire pile can just dissolve because the thing that was holding it in place has been released. And yeah. Then the next thing I would say is, most of us have habits of thought. And so it's not only what we do in the actual balancing session, which could be quite brief. It's what we do with our minds all of our waking hours, which is to not allow ourselves to keep going down the same path. And that becomes easier when you release those patterns. But you also need to have an intention to use your mind differently and even examine your beliefs, because thoughts usually rise out of what we believe. And it could be that we have a very old belief about our own unworthiness or about our safety that could be updated and then allow us much more ease of thought that's in a different direction. So there's a lot of different things that we can do, both the releasing and then the maintenance. So I encourage anybody who's having any kind of stressful thought patterns, you know, besides their mental health support that they get, to also just consider, maybe there's something I could release that would make this not such a big thing for me.
Well, and maybe you could make it really easy for folks this season and give them a gift. How about you give them a free session? Would you be willing to do that?
Would I give them a free session?
Yeah.
Right now.
So how does that work? How can they get a free session from you?
Well, anybody who hasn't worked with me before can get a free session in person or on the phone. And anybody who has worked with me before can, of course, call in right now.
And get a free session,
right now.
So she's not just free on the air here, folks. She's offering a free session mm-hmm. to any of you. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is call or text her. Mm-hmm. I'll give you the phone number.
Yeah.
And like I said, we should explain that you work out of the IntraSpace facility mm-hmm. in the old Rainier Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
So people can come and work with you in your office mm-hmm. there. Or remotely,
mm-hmm.
and all I got to do is call or text you at 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992, and Linda will set you up for a free session. Now, I know a lot of you, because I hear from you guys, that I really want to call in, but I just don't want to do it on the air. Sometimes you guys are such chickens. Just really like sitting around the kitchen table. Nobody's listening. See, we're not getting any calls. See, you just pretend nobody's listening. Call us in. 425-373-5527. I used to always be able to say that at least my mom and dad are listening. But, you know, I don't know if they've got radio reception on the other side. So who knows? You know, you could call in and it would just be a very private conversation.
So... just briefly on the subject of, you know, the fight or flight
yeah.
being activated. So I worked with a Vietnam vet who was terribly anxious, couldn't sleep, was unhappy all the time. And instead of having him think of anything, all I had to do was have him lay on the table, test a couple of muscles and go, "You're a mess." Which he already knew that. So then I just found what the dominant feeling floating around on the surface was. We cleared that. And he slept like a baby. He got up with a smile on his face. He was a different human being the next day.
Wow.
Yeah. It's amazing.
This happens both with humans and with animals. Mm-hmm. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's one treatment and it straightened things out and that's good to go.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are others mm-hmm. that, you know, and who knows whether we started again with our minds or things trigger whatever, need more regular work mm-hmm. for a little while to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But it always helps, and it's amazing. So you could be one of the ones where it's, boy, one treatment, you're done with that anxiety. You could have a happy holiday or at least a peaceful holiday that normally it would be a problem. But you got to call us. 425-373-5527. All righty, we are out of time for the second hour, which means it is time to fire up that love train one more time in this show. And this is our exercise portion of the show. You know, we gotta get those juices flowing and get us exercised up for the day and the week. And when we're love training, our job is to pass the love and light all around the planet. And I got a message. You know, I get messages when we're love training. And what I got reminded of is right now we need to send our energy. We're sending it everywhere, love and light. But remember, the president he was in Cambodia. I'm not sure if he's still in Cambodia, but there's this Southern Asian big conference thingy dingy going on, and everybody's meeting. And this is us, the United States. This is Biden is there, and China's there, and all of that. And you know, and then Asia, and there's all kinds of stuff going on. Well, we want peace, don't we all? We want love and people. So I just got told, let's flood love and light and peace to South Asia and all that. China, Biden, Z, everybody's talking. Let's just send love and light, and let's have everybody make peace. Sound good? Okay. Going to energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer. And remember, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on the love train. Dance with us. I'll cruise by, pick you up. And here's our energization prayer to charge up this love train. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And it's coming right up. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.